So Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata Srihari Kirtane. So I think everybody knows the meaning of Sundar by now. Sundar means beautiful. Just like our deities are Radha Shyama Sundar. He's Shyam and very beautiful. But 532 years ago when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was not Shyam Sundar, he was? Gaur Sundar. And he appeared on the Falgun Purnima. Yesterday was Falgun Purnima. But 532 years ago, on that Falgun Purnima night, there was Chandragrahan, moon eclipse. Now, why was there moon eclipse on the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because especially in Bengal, when there's moon eclipse, everybody goes to the bank of the Ganga, the holy bank of the Ganga, and they take bath and they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So when the whole world was roaring with the holy name, at that time Nimai appeared. Just to give some indication of his future pastimes. His future mission. But in one lecture, Prabhupada explains there's other reason why there was moon eclipse on that night. Because we just heard Lord Chaitanya's another name is Gaur Sundar. His another name is Gaura Chandra. And Chandra we know means moon. So, Prabhupada explained in that lecture that ordinary Chandra was thinking, when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, what is the use of this ordinary Chandra? He hid his face. Just such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, what is the use of this ordinary Chandra? So he hid his face. And yesterday we heard the verse, Mukunda Dutta, when he's giving class, he gave this wonderful verse, Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra Ki Priyojana. This is supported by our Krishnadas Kaviraj in Adi Lila. He says, Akalank. Kalank means spotted. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana. You can figure that one out. That spotless moon of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana. Sakalank. So Sakalank means spotted with Kalank. Sakalank. Sakalanka Chandra, Ki Priyojana. What is the use of this ordinary moon? Therefore, there was moon eclipse, because he was hiding his face in front of the beauty of Gaura Chandra. Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata. Now, we all know Lord Shiva as Nataraj. So, Nata means dance. But our Brijbhasa language is very sweet, soft language. This is a very harsh Sanskrit word, Nata. But Brijbhasa is very sweet, soft language, so we say Nachata. And where is Lili Mai dancing? Nachata Srihari Kirtanme. In Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. So in Hindi we say, he's dancing Srihari Kirtan in Nachata Srihari Kirtanme. He's always dancing in this Hari Kirtan, because in this dark age of Kali, this is a recommended process. Very enthusiastically and very loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakaramayam Dadati Svapadam Digam Aradanas Trinandan Thayvridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupapadam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mancha Kalpa Thrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vebhacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. And to complete our Mangalacharan is a very wonderful verse, one of my favorite verses. This verse is when Rupa Goswami meets Mahaprabhu in Prayag. Mahaprabhu's on his way to, or way to or from Vrindavan, I can't remember just now. But he meets Rupa Goswami there. And Rupa Goswami recites that very famous verse we all know, Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Pichaye Namaha. But the verse after that is most amazing. Jogyanamatam bhuvanam dayalur ulagayan apyakaro pramattam saprema sampat sudayad bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadye. Jo agyanamatam. Agyan means ignorance. So the whole world is crazy in ignorance. Bhuvanam. The whole universe is crazy in ignorance. Dayalur. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's so merciful. Although thereafter, Prabhupada in the word for word, he translates very interesting. Ignorance is being after karma, yoga, gyan, and Mayavad philosophy. Ulagayan. Destroying all of those useless purposes of life. Ulagayan up karot pramatam. He has made them again crazy. Pramat, not just matam, but completely crazy. What? Swaprema sampat sudayad bhuteham. Adbhut, just like we know adbhut mandir, wonderful. Prema sampat, swaprema, his very own. Prema sampat, sampat means treasure. Sudayad, the nectar of that treasure of his own Braja Prem. He's made the whole world crazy, completely crazy. They were completely crazy for material things. But Dayalur, this Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He's made them crazy in this nectar of his own Krishna Prem. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mamum Prapadye. I offer my respectable obeisances unto that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So we left off yesterday. We have to go back here. We heard about the wonderful, because today is Jagannath Mishra's Utsav. So we heard yesterday, it was amazing how people were bringing, even Mukundadatta made the comment that somebody has a baby, who brings golden ornaments? But I've seen, this is part of even our Braj culture today. Just 2 weeks ago, our Pujari in Brindakun, his daughter named Brinda Devi, she had a daughter, and I saw they were taking gold ornaments and saris and bags of rice and gur and 2 kilos of ghee, all these things, still this culture is still going on. That someone gets a baby, they had golden ornaments they had silver ankle bells for the child, gold ornaments for the parents. It's still going on in our Braj culture. So anyway, we left off yesterday. Yesterday we read how Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi saw the marks of Lord, wonderful marks on the feet of the Lord, just like Lord Narayan's. And they called Nilamara Chakravarti, and he said, yes, this child will deliver the whole world with Krishna Prem. He is non-different from Lord Narayan. In the future, this child will protect and maintain the whole world For this reason, he will be called Visvambar. And then we heard about how all the young girls, they saw that little Nimai, he would cry. What's so special about that? All children cry. But the special thing about Nimai's crying was that the only thing that was stopping him was crying, but you go, Haribol, 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 Haribol. Then he would laugh. So all the neighborhood girls seeing this, they would come, they would pinch little Nimai and make him cry. But then when he cried, they would, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. And he would laugh again. Again they would pinch him and he would cry. And Haribol, Haribol. In this way, in Sachimacha's house, this Haribol was going on day and night. So that's more or less where we left off yesterday. So after some days, the Lord began to move his legs and walk. He mixed with other children and exhibited various sports. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his playful sports with the other little children, Mother Sashi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked the child to sit down and eat. But when she returned to her household duties, the child hid from his mother and began to eat dirt. Seeing this, Mother Sashi returned and exclaimed, "What is this? Are? What are you doing?" She snatched the dirt from his hands and inquired why he was eating it. Crying, the child inquired from his mother, "Why are you angry? You have already given me dirt to eat. What is my fault? Fused rice, sweetmeats, and other eatables are but transformations of dirt. This is dirt, that is dirt. Please consider, what is the difference between them? This body is a transformation of dirt, and the eatables are also a transformation of dirt. Please reflect upon this. You are blaming me without consideration. What can I say?" Astonished that the child was speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Sachi replied, "Who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating dirt?" And sometimes in Sunday feast, somebody would be presenting their Mayavad that it's all one. Then I would put a clump of dirt on their plate and say, "Here, you eat this instead of the prasadam." Well, man, there's philosophy, then there's practical life too, you know. So what's the use of a philosophy that's not practical? Replying to the Mayavad idea of the child philosopher, Mother Sachi said, "My dear boy, if we eat earth transformed into grain, our body is nourished and it becomes strong. But if we eat dirt in its crude state, the body becomes diseased instead of nourished. Thus it is destroyed. In a water pot, which is a transformation of dirt, I can bring water very easily. But if I pour the water on a lump of dirt, the lump would soak up the water. My labor would be useless." The Lord replied to his mother, "Why did you conceal self-realization by not teaching me this practical philosophy in the beginning? Now I can understand this philosophy. No more shall I eat dirt. Whenever I am hungry, I shall suck your breast and drink your breast milk." After saying this, the Lord smiled slightly, climbed on the lap of his mother, and sucked her breast. Thus, under various excuses, the Lord exhibited his opulences as much as possible in his childhood, and later, after exhibiting such opulences, he hid himself. On one occasion, the Lord ate the food of a Brahmin guest three times, and later in confidence, the Lord delivered that Brahmin from material engagement. So it's just a brief. This story is, I guess it's, the full story is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how this Brahmin came to the house of Jagannath Misra, and so Jagannath Misra gave him all the ingredients to cook, and he cooked and he offered to his Shalagram Shila, and just then little Nimai came and began to eat the offerings. And he began to cry, and Jagannath Misra came, he said, "Are, what have you done?" And he said, "Anyway, he's a little boy, you just keep him carefully and let me, I will cook again." So he cleaned up, washed all the pots, and he again cooked. And again little Nimai came while he was offering. And again Jagannath, "What are you doing, Are, you naughty boy?" So He said, then wait till tonight when I put him to sleep, then you can make your offering. So in the night, the Brahmin, he cooked again. He offered to his Shalagram Shila. Again, Nimai came. Again, the Brahmin began to cry. And Nimai said, "Are, every time you're calling me, I come to eat. And then when I eat, you cry. What is this? And Brahmin was shocked. Then he revealed himself before that Brahmin and told him not to tell anyone. But he must have told someone, because somehow we have this recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In his childhood, the Lord was taken away by two thieves outside his house. The Lord, however, got up on the shoulders of the thieves, and while they were thinking they were safely carrying the child to rob his ornaments, the Lord misled them, and thus instead of going to their own home, the thieves again came back to the home of Jagannath Mishra. So these two thieves, they grabbed Nimai and began to carry them away, but by his yogamaya potency, they were running around and around, and somehow they came right back in front of Jagannath Mishra's house. And when they saw they were in front of Jagannath Mishra's house, they dropped the boy and ran for fear that somebody may catch them. Pretending to be sick, the Lord asked some food from the house of Hirani and Jagadish on the Ekadasi day. So although it was Ekadasi, because he was a small child, so small children are not expected to follow Ekadasi. But anyway, Nimai went to the house of Hirani and Jagadish and begged some grain prasadam, pretending to be sick. As usual for small children, he learned to play, and with his playmates, he went to the houses of neighboring friends, stealing their eatables and eating them. Sometimes the children even fought amongst themselves. All the children lodged complaints with Sachimata about the Lord's fighting with them and stealing from the neighbors' houses. Therefore, sometimes she used to chastise or rebuke her son. Sachimata said, "Why do you steal others' things? Why do you beat the other children? Why do you go inside others' houses? What do you not have in your own house?" Thus rebuked by his mother, the Lord would go in anger to a room and break all the pots within it. What a rascal. Then Sachimata would take her son on the lap and pacify him, and the Lord would be very much ashamed, admitting his faults. Once a child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised his mother with his soft hand, and the mother pretended to faint. Seeing this, the Lord began to cry. Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Baldao, Sisi Radha Shyam Sunar Lili Devi Sakha Ki. So Nimai, he was angry with his mother, so he's got a tiny little hand and very soft. He slapped his mother. So his mother just fell down, fainted on the floor, just to frighten him. Because we see sometimes, we've seen it practically, that little children sometimes they even beat their own mother and father. The neighboring ladies told him, "Dear child, please bring a coconut from somewhere, then your mother will be cured." He went outside the house, immediately brought two coconuts. All the ladies were astonished to see such wonderful activities. Sometimes the Lord would go with other children to bathe in the Ganga, and the neighboring girls would also come there to worship various demigods. When the girls engaged in worshiping the different demigods after bathing in the Ganga, the young Lord would come there and sit down among them. Addressing the girls, the Lord would say, "Worship me, I will give you good husbands or good benedictions. The Ganga and Mother Durga are my maidservants. What to speak of other demigods, even Lord Shiva is my servant." Without the permission of the girls, he would then take the sandalwood pulp and smear it on his own body, put the flower garlands on his own neck, and snatch and eat all the offerings of sweetmeats and rice and bananas. All the girls became very angry at the Lord for his behavior. "Dear Nimai," they told him, "you are just like our brother in our village relationship. Therefore, does not behoove you to act like this. Don't take our paraphernalia for worship of the demigods. Don't create a disturbance in this way. The Lord replied, my dear sisters, I give you the benediction and your husbands will be very handsome. They will be learned, clever, and young, and possess abundant wealth and rice. Not only that, but you will each have 7 sons who will all live long lives and be very intelligent. Hearing this benediction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the girls were inwardly very happily, but externally, as natural for girls, they rebuked the Lord under the pretense of anger. When some of the girls fled, the Lord then called them in anger and advised them as follows. If you are miserly and do not give me the offerings, every one of you have an old husband with at least 4 co-wives. Hearing the supposed curse by Lord Chaitanya, the girls, considering that he might know something uncommon or be empowered by the demigods, were afraid that his curse might be effective. Then the girls brought the offerings before the Lord, who ate them all and blessed the girls to their satisfaction. When this cunning behavior of the Lord with the girls became known to the people in general, it did not create misunderstandings among them. Rather, they enjoyed the happiness in these dealings. One day, a girl of the name Lakshmi, the daughter of Balabhacharya, came to the bank of the Ganga to take bath in the river and worship the demigods. Seeing Lakshmi Devi, the Lord became attached to her, and Lakshmi, upon seeing the Lord, felt great satisfaction within her heart. Their natural love for each other awakened, and although it was covered by childhood emotions, it became apparent that they were mutually attracted. They both enjoyed natural pleasure in seeing each other, and under the pretext of demigod worship, they manifested their feelings. The Lord told Lakshmi, just worship me, for I am the Supreme Lord. If you worship me, certainly you will get the benediction you desire. On hearing the order of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood pulp and flowers for his body, garlanding him and making with malika flowers, and offering prayers. Being worshipped by Lakshmi, the Lord began to smile. He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and thus accepted the motion she expressed. Sankalpa vidita sadavo bhavitanam madarchanam mayanu modita saso satyo bhavitum arhati. My dear gopis, I accept your desire to have me as your husband and thus worship me. I wish your desire to be fulfilled because it deserves to be so. After thus expressing their feelings to each other, Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi returned home. Who can understand the grave pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When the neighboring people saw the naughty behavior of Lord Chaitanya, out of love for him, they lodged complaints with Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. One day, Sachimata went to catch her son, wanting to rebuke him, but he fled from the spot. Although he is the maintainer of the entire universe, once the Lord sat upon some rejected pots in the pit where remnants of food were thrown after the pots had been used for cooking. When Mother Sachi saw her boy sitting on the rejected pots, she protested, "Why have you touched these untouchable pots? You have now become impure. Go and bathe in the Ganga." Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his mother about absolute knowledge. Although amazed by this, his mother forced him to take a bath. As in Chaitanya Bhagavata, it describes it. He sat on these dirty pots, and then Mother Sachi came. And when she complained, then he said, "Well, you don't send me to school," because they figured his Bisrup, his older brother, went to school and he learned transcendental knowledge. Therefore, he abandoned his house and took sannyas. So they're afraid. So they stopped Nimai from going to school. So he said, "Well, why are you chastising me? You don't let me go to school. How am I supposed to learn what is pure and impure unless I go to school?" Sometimes, taking her son with her, Mother Sachi would lie down on her bed, and she would see that denizens of the celestial world had come, filling the entire house. Once Mother Sachi told the Lord, "Please go call your father." Receiving this order from his mother, the Lord went out to call him. When the Lord was going out, there was a tinkling of anchor bells from his lotus feet. Hearing this, his father and mother were struck with wonder. Jagannath Mistra said, "This is a very wonderful incident. Why is there a sound of anchor bells from the bare feet of my child?" Mother Sachi said, "I also saw another wonder. People were coming down from the celestial kingdom and crowding around the entire courtyard. They made noisy sounds I could not understand. I guess they were offering prayers to someone." Jagannath Mishra replied, "Never mind what it is. There is no need to worry. Let there always be good fortune for Visvambar. This is all I want." On another occasion, Jagannath Mishra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son, gave him lessons in morality after rebuking him greatly. On that very night, Jagannath Mishra dreamt that a Brahmin had come before him, speaking these words in great anger. "My dear Mishra, you do not know anything about your son. You think him your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him." Jagannath Mishra replied, "This may be a demigod, a mystic yogi, or a great saintly person. It doesn't matter what he is. For me, he's only my little son. It is a duty of a father to educate his son in both religion and morality. If I do not give him his education, how will he know it?" The Brahmin replied, "If your son is a transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, what is the use of your education?" Jagannath Mishra replied, "Even if my son is not a common man, but Narayan, still it is the duty of a father to instruct his son." In this way, Jagannath Mishra and the Brahmin discussed the principles of religion in the dream. Yet Jagannath Mishra was absorbed in unalloyed parental mellow. It did not want to know anything else. Being very pleased, the Brahmin left after talking with Jagannath Mishra. And when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. He related the dream to his friends and relatives, and every one of them was very much astonished to hear it. In this way, Gaurhari performed his childhood pastimes, and day after day increased the pleasure of his parents. After some days, Jagannath Mishra inaugurated the primary education of his son by performing the Hatikari ceremony. Within a very few days, the Lord learned all letters and combinations of letters. This is a synopsis of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed here within chronological order. Vrindavan Das has already elaborately explained these pastimes in his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. I have therefore made only a summary. Being afraid of repetition, I have not elaborated upon the subject matter. Praying the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 14th chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we get all of these things in very elaborate detail. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is not wanting to extend the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We already know is very long, so he didn't want to extend it. He just gave a little synopsis. But Chaitanya Bhagavat, my dear God brother, Pundarik Vidyanidhipa, was translated along with the commentary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. I don't know if we have it available here, but it's very, very wonderful. All the wonderful details of all these childhood pastimes are given there. So this is the wonderful Gaurhari, whose appearance day we celebrated yesterday. And I can't remember, it's Rupa Goswami or Swarup Damodar has a very wonderful verse. He says, "Anarpitam charim charat karuna avatirna kalo. Samarpa itum unata ujala rasam sabhakti sriyam. Haripurata sundara duti kadambasam dipita. Sadavridhi akandare spuratu vasachinandanam. He says, anarpitam. Just like we know the word arpan. Just like every day, several times a day, we do bhog arpan. We offer bhoga to the Lord. So here it says, anarpitam. It was not given. Charim charat. Charat means for a very long time. Mahaprabhu was given very special mercy, not given for a long time. Samar anarpitam charim chara karuna avatirna kalo. But in this Kali Yuga, a karuna avatar has appeared. Karuna, we know, means compassion. It was not given. Anarpitam charim chara karuna avatirna kalo. But now this avatar of compassion has appeared. Samarpayatum. Now he's giving it freely. We were hearing yesterday without considering who's fit, who's unfit. He was giving the mercy of Sri Krishna, of Krishna Bhakti, to anyone without consideration whether he's fit or not fit. Samarpayatum unata ujala rasam. Unata ujala rasam. It almost sounds like you can taste it. It's so sweet. Unata ujala rasam. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he translates rasa as a very tasty thing. Because the leelas of Krishna are full of taste, they're relishable. Just like sometimes we have met people that there's certain diseases, they can't take salt. But I would rather die first. Just like in our sadhu samaj, the sadhus, they have their own language. When they want rice, they don't want salt, they don't say, pass the salt, please. They say Ram Ras. Ram Ras. And they don't say, please give me some rice. Mahaprasad. Rice is Mahaprasad. And sweet rice, Paramana. Supreme rice. Paramana. They have their own way of talking. So they say Ram Ras. Unata Ujala Rasam Sabhakti Sriyam. The glory of his own Prema Bhakti. Samarpaitum, he's giving it freely to everyone. Whether worthy or unworthy. Samarpaitum, unata ujala rasam. Unata means very developed, just like a bud, when it's closed like that, then gradually it opens when it's fully blossomed. Unata, that means unata, that fully blossom, his own prema bhakti he's giving. Samarpaitum, unata ujala rasam se bhakti sriyam. The glory of his own prema bhakti. We're dull-headed. We don't know the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to give this world. Completely dull-headed. This is not Chakrabarti Thakur, Madhuri Kanaman. He says, I'm just like a dull stone, unable to appreciate the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Samarpaitum unata ulata rasam sabakti sriyam. Haripurata sundara duti kadamba samdipita. Deep, you know, is lamp, you know, like we offer in Kartik. Sandipita, glowing. How is Mahaprabhu glowing? Haripurata. Purata is another Sanskrit word for golden. Haripurata sundara, very beautiful and golden. Kadamba. Now we know kadamba means a flower or a tree. But actually, in Sanskrit, kadamba means a group or a great quantity. Because that kadamba flower, he's not one flower, he's a whole group. Group of flowers in a little ball. Or at least ours are very small. In Mayapur, they're big like this. Therefore, it's called kadamba because it's a whole group. So Mahaprabhu, we've heard, with his arms stretched up, he was 7 feet tall. So he's glowing like a great quantity of gold. We can't even imagine, just for a little piece of gold, just like I preached in Colombia, a very dangerous place, sometimes they will just grab the earring because it's just a tiny little pin that's holding it in the girl's ear, you know. They, boom! You hear somebody screaming and blood is pouring from her ear and the thief is running down the street, just for a little piece of gold. But now Mahaprabhu, 7 feet tall, kadamba samdipi, he's glowing like great quantity of gold. We can't imagine how beautiful Mahaprabhu must be. How beautiful. Haripurata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandhi, he's glowing like gold, like a huge quantity of gold, completely glowing. Sada Ridya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. So now he gives us a blessing. Sada, just like we sing every day in Tulsi, Sada, you know, Sada means always. Ridya Kandare, Kanda means cave. In English we say core, but in Sanskrit we say the cave of the heart. Sada Ridya Kandare, Ridai we know means a heart. Sada Ridya Kandare, Spuratu Va Sachinanda. May that Sachinandan always be manifest within the core of your hearts. This is a very, very, one of my favorite verses in about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpitam charim chara karuna avatirna kalo samarpayitum unachala ujala rasam sevakta sriyam haripura tarasundara kaduti kadamba sandipita sadavridya kandare spuratu vasachinandana. So on this holy Gaurapurnima and Jagannath Misra Utsav day, we pray that Rupa Goswami will give all of you this blessing, that Lord Chaitanya will always remain manifest. Spuratu means to be manifest within the heart. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Yes. Where's our Bhakta mic?
Thank you for a wonderful description of Guru Vrindavan. I was just wondering, because there was this photo of Gaurava Mahaprabhu that was like circulating, or says that it was like commissioned by the painter of the Prabhupada Maharaj. Is that
painter of? I don't know. I saw that on Facebook also, so I don't know.
And also in the Bhagavad Gita temple in Jaipur, there was a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. Said also that was from the painter of.
Really? I never saw that one.
It's on the side.
Well, the Thai, there's a beautiful painting of Gaur Nitai, both of them. Isn't it both Chaitanya and Gaur Nitai, both? And there used to be a beautiful Brijbasa verse underneath, but last time I was there, the verse wasn't there, because they repainted and did everything. But I've never heard that was a painting that was done. Only deity that we know for, there's a deity we know for sure was made during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. That was the deity of Gauridas Pandit, which is a very interesting story, because Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they were starting out to spread their Sankirtan mission. And somehow along the way, they came to Gauridas Pandit's house. And Gauridas made them stay there for some time. And after some time, they said, "We have to go." He said, "No, no, no, please don't go. I'm enjoying so much in here. Please don't go. No, no." He said, no, we have to spread our Sankirtan movement, you know. No, please don't go. We're enjoying so much in your association. So, no, we have to go. We have to. Then he said, what is the difference between you and the deity? And Lord Chaitanya Nityananda says, no difference. He said, then I will make deities of you and Lord Nityananda. So then he got some sculptor to come and he made deities of Lord Nityananda. This is in a place called Ambika Kalna. You go to the Nabati train station about four or five stations down, back toward Calcutta or somewhere. I think it's toward going back. Anyway, you can find out directions from the local devotees there in Mayapur. Ambika Kalna, very wonderful place. So then he got somebody to make deities, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda posed for those deities. So those were made during Lord Chaitanya's time. So then, Gauridas told Mahaprabhu, so there's no difference between you and the deity. And Mahaprabhu said, yes. He says, so the deities can go spread the Sankirtan movement and you can stay here. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they said, all right. So suddenly they became deities, and the deities became Lord Chaitanya and began to, no, you're tricking me. So then you stay here. So then the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda became deities, and the deities began to, no. Then they again changed, and then they again changed. Then, all right. Yeah. That's what I've heard. Yeah, so we have a couple. Yes, so we have a couple of. But that painting, I don't know, that was commissioned by. That's after his sannyas, because both of these. The Goridasa's deity, I think, is before sannyas. I think with hair and everything. But that picture, I don't know, everybody's circulating and saying, don't. Best person to ask would be probably Madhavananda. He knows all the simple, all deep details like this. Anyway, if you go to Mayapur and you get a chance to go to Ambikakala and see these deities, they're very ecstatic. They don't allow pictures, but every once in a while we manage to get some. And I believe Bhaktivedanta Charitable Trust has also fixed up that temple, and there's another temple nearby where they say that Lord Nityananda was married. So, and they've also fixed that place up. Two places, very nice places in Ambikakala. So there's a wonderful feast today for Jagannath Misra's Utsav at 2 p.m. today. 2 p.m. Not 3 today, it's 2 p.m. Don't be late. And hopefully it'll be 2 p.m. Yesterday they said 7:30 and they served at 6:30. So anyway, saying as announced at 2 p.m. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gaurapranima Mahamahotsav ki. Sri Jagannath Misra Utsav ki. Jai Gaur Premanande.